Welcome to Taking Notes, the Lotus Notes and Domino podcast. Here are your hosts, Bruce Elgort and Julian Robichaux.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to episode 19 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaux.
And we have a podcast here that covers everything Lotus Notes and Domino. So yeah. If you accidentally got this podcast on iTunes by searching for Lotus or Notes and got this podcast and you're not a Notes Domino person, please hang
on. You might be bored to tears.
You might be bored to tears. You know, Julian and I have tried the intro here about 5 or 6 times. And I screwed it up every time, and I screwed this one up, and we're not doing it again.
It's just not getting any better.
I know. Julian, how the heck you been? It's been...
It's been a month, I think. I think maybe the early April was the last time we podcasted. It's been a long time.
April 4th, the day before I headed up to the Lotus Here Comes to You for Seattle and Portland. And that was a whole bunch of fun.
Yeah, and I will take, you know, most of the blame. I will take the brunt of the punishment for not having podcasted because I haven't even blogged since then. I've just been, my life has just been crazy.
How crazy good, so, crazy bad?
Crazy good, crazy good. It's, you know, something I'll probably, if I ever start blogging again, I'll tell everyone about it. And there's just lots of things going on in Julian's life, all of them very positive, but just lots of stuff.
And to all of those people out there who wrote us to think that, you know, Julian and I fell off the face of the earth, you know, thanks for writing us. We wrote you back. You know, we let you know things were busy. A lot of people, you know, suspected that you and I were in counseling, Julian.
Yeah, well, and that was a good guess.
I don't know, three weeks on a desert island with you. I don't know if that counts as counseling, but...
We're all better now. Here we are again.
All right, so, Notes Wanda, a.k.a., well, Notes Nomad, a.k.a. Notes Wanda.
Yes, yes, formerly known as, the artist formerly known as Notes Wanda. Yeah, so that's going to be, what's Notes 7.02?
7.02. Is that what that? Yeah, yeah. I don't know where the source of that info was. Was it on Ed Brill's weblog?
Well, you know, the first place I saw it was the TLCC newsletter that I got in my email box, and then I got that in the morning, then later on, that either that day or the next day, suddenly Ed Brill had, oh, by the way, there's all this new stuff coming in Notes 7.02. And that was one of them. Something about the whole running the Notes client on a memory stick, on a USB memory card. And I think that I don't have his blog up right now, but I think that Ed actually emphasized the word supported configuration for putting it on a memory stick. So I guess maybe the point there is that, yes, you can do it right now, but now IBM will be supporting it for doing whatever. And I'm actually looking at the release schedule, maintenance release schedule here, and it looks like 7.02 is slated for September. So maybe a couple more months.
Right, and that's that release schedule that you shared with me via email earlier today, right?
Yeah, that's the one that's on that Notes and Domino Insider. Get the inside scoop directly from development. I have never heard of it before.
Yeah, supposedly it was an internal piece of communication, but obviously it's it's available to the world because you can get to it, and we'll put it in the show notes. But it's like some kick-ass newsletter, right, that has like tons of good stuff.
Oh, yeah, it has great stuff in it. And one of the things is the release schedule. And, of course, right below the release schedule, it has, you know, dates are subject to change.
Yeah,
but right now, it's showing that September is going to be the date for 7.02. So maybe that's when we'll be seeing our memory stick. And, gosh, what else did Ed talk about?
One more thing on memory stick. Yeah. You know, I always emphasize that you should run some type of secure, you know, memory stick, even though... You know, you may have your databases protected, encrypted, password protected, whatever. You know, I always recommend to my friends to get some type of removable media that has some type of, you know, built-in encryption. So.
And also there's is it U2, U3, U something or other, that whole technology for kind of putting applications on memory sticks.
Yes.
I think I read somewhere that one of the options for that is that you can have the memory stick actually check for keylogging programs on the computers that you plug into. And if there's a keylogger running, and I have no idea where I read that, so I'll try to dig up a link for you. But that's kind of neat, too, because, mm-hmm. I mean, that's sort of one of the other risks that you run into is not only, do you not want to leave data on the machine that you're connecting to with your thumb drive, but you also kind of want to make sure no one's grabbing your usernames and passwords. Mm-hmm. So,
hey, more on 702, right? We have the Project EX, a.k.a. Steve Castledine's blogging template. So that looks like it's going to appear in 7.02. And what else did we dig up? The RSS template.
RSS, yeah. And honestly, when I first saw that, I thought it was something that I couldn't figure out if that was an RSS reader or kind of a publisher. And reading back through it, it looks like that's something where somehow there's a template that grabs data from other databases, other notes databases, and creates an RSS feed. Is that kind of how you read it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, but it's like a whole nother data. But let me see what I have here. It says, aggregates information from other notes databases and publishes them as RSS feeds. The keyword here would be aggregates from other notes databases. You know, does it make copies of the data? Does it just I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Let's see.
And improvements to iCal.
Yeah, I never knew there was much iCal support in Note 7 to begin with.
Yeah, well, I know in Note 6.5, which that's what I use at the office, Note 6.5 has, if you send a calendar invitation to someone who's not a Notes user, they get it as an iCal invitation. Mm-hmm. So the MIME, I guess whatever the email engine is, somewhere on Domino actually translates your calendar invitation to iCal, and the same thing coming to you. And I know that if you receive an iCal invitation, sometimes if someone sends me an invitation across the internet, sometimes it'll show up just as a regular calendar entry, and sometimes it'll have an ICS attachment.
Right.
And I think you have to like open up the attachment, then click view. Somehow it creates another email in your inbox. Mm-hmm. So it has sort of iCal support, although you still can't go in and like select a calendar entry and say export as iCal, mm-hmm. right? And that would be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Well, so
there was something on what was that site? Notes. Someone wrote some piece of code to export stuff to Google Calendar.
Yeah. Well, to iCal in general, I think, which you could then upload to Google Calendar if you wanted. And I think that was based on code in the sandbox. And I don't know. I'm not sure if that's what improvements to iCalendar support means or. I guess we'll find that one out, too. Yeah. That's a little bit vague.
So also, just a couple more things on 702, right? Native universal binary support on the PowerPC and Intel Macintosh platforms. Also, again, these are things we reported before, but looks like they're finally going to surface in 702, and that's Firefox support for Domino Web Access as well as Domino web administrator, so Domino administrator.
Yeah.
So, and then Note 7 on Linux by the IBM Workplace Managed Client 2.6.1, smart upgrade run as admin utility, which will work with previous releases of Notes, but is shipping with 7.02. I personally haven't done much with smart upgrade. Supposedly it's much improved in 7X, so or 7.01. Again, I haven't done much. You? Julian, no.
No. Well, I'm a developer. I don't get the admin stuff, so I never get to play with that. I mean, it's. Yeah, I've always thought it was kind of a neat concept.
Yeah. So not much more in 7.02, but another thing we wanted to talk about was what do you want to call them, the user group meetings, like the UK, the Irish user group meeting that Paul Mooney is having, and DNUG. It seems like user groups are moving away from monthly meetings to these maybe quarterly, semi-annual events. I don't know. Kind of interesting. Again, in Portland, I can only speak for Portland, the Portland Notes users group. We used to have 40, 50 people on a good day, and that was monthly. Finding speakers, and other things have really made Tom Duff and myself, you know, push back the monthly meetings to quarterly meetings. So I don't know. The quarterly meetings are fine to me, you know, personally.
Yeah, and really the whole concept of user groups has changed so much. I mean, that used to be kind of the only way, I mean, you know, 10 years ago or whatever, that you could find other people to talk to about whatever technology you're dealing with and things. And not that that was entirely before the internet, but you know, I think now if you're looking for answers, you don't necessarily look towards a user group meeting. You actually get on the internet and, you know, read blogs and go on and you know, kind of participate in forums and things like that. So
well, look at lotususergroup.org, right? They have virtual sure. User group meetings, and also talking about user group stuff, they have a whole bunch of information that you know, for speakers and how to, you know, partner with lotususergroup.org to make your user group experience you know, a successful one. So
yeah, well, and you know, to me it kind of makes sense that a user group would tend to meet less often but have bigger meetings, because it seems like if you're shooting just for the monthly meeting, yeah, that might be fun from a social standpoint, but at the same time, to try to really get some good speakers in and get some good content, that's probably hard to do on a monthly basis.
Yeah.
And
user groups were a social event, right? And look at social networking and the way it's taken over a lot of the things we used to do, you know, that we now do on the net. So.
Yeah. So that's, you know, and there's, you know, I haven't actually attended a user group meeting in, personally, years, I think. And I know that I think Joe Litton and someone else, maybe John Vaughn, who was it? Mac Wadera. Joe and Mac, I think, were trying to do a kind of a North Florida user group.
Right, something with Highway 400 or 40 or
I-4. Yeah, I-4, yeah. And I was never able to go to any of those, and that none of the meetings just ended up being good times for me to go. And they tried a couple of those, and just it's tough. I mean, I tried to do a user group here in Jacksonville twice when I first moved down here, and it just never really took off. Had one person show up in each of my meetings.
So leave some comments in the on the Taking Notes blog there, and let us know how it's going with user groups. You know, on the quarterly ones, you know, are you know, I think they're great, and they'll be very successful. And you know, you can get Volker Weber to buy your lunch, right? To sponsor
there
lunch.
You go. Exactly. It's no. A sponsor.
So
hey, well, and one more thing on that, I guess, kind of a little segue perhaps. The Admin 2006 conference, is that what's going on right now?
It's underway this week.
Okay, I saw something where someone, I believe it was Chris Miller, was live blogging the keynote or some of the opening speeches.
That he was.
And mentioned that Hanover is scheduled for early 2007.
Correct. That I did read on Chris's blog.
Yeah, which the interesting thing about that to me is that when I'm looking back at this release schedule for notes, in early 2007, you know, I guess late 2006, we've got 7.02 Fixed Pack, and then early 2007, we're going to have some more releases of 6.5, so 6.5.6 and another Fixed Pack, and so are they going to be, you know, it's possible they're going to have, you know, at least three versions of notes that are all current at the same time in the beginning of 2007, which I'm not sure if that's normal or not.
I don't know. Before we, I'd like to talk a little more about Hanover. Usually in the past, we've had Michael Sampson do his talking news segment, but as many of you may or may not know, Michael can no longer do the segment due to a new job he's taken at Foldera. So we'd like to thank Michael for all his past talking news segments. And in his place, or, well, not in his place, we don't have a replacement for the talking news segment, but we have a new segment in the, well, a new participant in the Taking Notes podcast, and that is no other than Lotus's Alan Leposky. And Alan has a 1 minute, I don't know if it's 1 minute, I haven't taken the total length, but a tip on using the notes calendar. So welcome to the Taking Notes podcast, Alan, and take your tip away.
Hi, my name is Alan Lepofsky. In today's Lotus Notes quick tip, I'm going to explain a calendar feature which allows you to quickly see a list of your upcoming events. Near the top right corner of your calendar, you'll see the word formatting. Clicking on this text provides you a drop-down where you can then choose Summarize. Now normally when you view the items on your calendar, they're displayed as boxes in a grid which visually represents the hours of the day. But in summarized format, all the times when you don't have an appointment or a meeting are removed, and your calendar is essentially compressed down into a list of just your upcoming events. The summarized format is available in all the various day, week, and month views. To turn Summarize off, simply click on Formatting again and deselect the option. For more tips and tricks about Lotus Notes, please visit my website, www.alanlepofsky.net. Thank you.
Hey, great tip, Alan. And getting back on Hanover, Julian, there's a couple new blogs that have popped up. One was what, Mary Beth Raven?
Mary Beth Raven, yeah.
And she's I don't know what her position was.
What is her title? Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to look that up.
She's the design lead, maybe, on the UI?
Something like that. I'm trying to find that. I'm actually on Carol Jones's blog right now. Although it looks like Carol Jones is the lead architect for IBM Workplace. So that's a little bit different.
Yeah, but Mary Beth has been blogging about some stuff they've been doing with personas, right? And emulating, you know, various users within an organization. And they're designing, you know, Hanover with these different user personas, you know, a marketing person, a salesperson, you know, just, you know, these various things. And I think, what was it? Today she was blogging about just something about mail and whether, you know, the UI, you know, for mail should be, you know, the UI element for a new mail message should be new memo, new message. And this seems like one of those things to me personally. It's like, yeah, well, don't tell me you're just starting this now. But
but the other interesting thing about that is that the two options were new memo and new message, but there wasn't an option for new mail. I mean, new mail seems more obvious to me.
But the point being is hopefully that this is just like the icing on the cake kind of stuff, and you know, all the core stuff is hammered out. So I mean,
and just the clarification from before, it's showing that Mary Beth Raven is the lead product designer for the Hanover project.
Okay, so we'll put a link to Mary Beth Raven's blog, as well as some others we have. I suggest, you know, this is an opportunity to get involved, as some have said out there. So you know, comment away and engage Mary Beth. I'm sure you can engage her offline as well. People become pretty vocal. I think a majority of the people posting on her blog right now are developers, so I don't, you know how end users feel, but all I know is, hello, I am Lotus Domino.
Well, and I'm Microsoft Exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Julian.
All right, sorry. No, I was just going to say, as far as Mary Beth's blog goes, I mean, that's kind of you know, if you want your voice heard, if you have some things that you just want to tell someone about how Hanover should be or look, it looks like she's pretty receptive. I think she picked up on something that Nathan Freeman had posted a while back and just kind of got right on it. So
yeah, I think Nathan, in typical Nathan fashion, you know, just took her on and she took him on. You know, she took him back. So
yeah, great to see. I mean, and you know, very kind of good discussion. Yeah. So, all right. Well, what else do we have on here?
Not too much more. We're trying to cut the lengths down of the podcast, but we do have John Rowling's OpenNTF update.
And oh, good.
There's been quite a few updates that have been released over the last time we podcast. So take it away, John Rowling.
Hello, John Rolling or Greyhawk68 here with another OpenNTF update. In the month of April through now, we've had a lot of releases, so instead of going into detail on each one, I'm going to hit you with them rapid-fire style. Make sure to head out to the site and see all of your latest updates out there for you. 0.01 of Cluster and ACL Management was released by Neil Roberts. Driver by Thomas Schulte reached 0.0.1 Beta 1 for you bleeding edge folks. Ashok Schwanke released MSL HTML Editor version 1.1. The Job Database by Ennio Basso reached 1.0.1. Timo Emmerich released 0.5 of his document viewer. John Head jumped into the game and released 0.1 and then 0.1.1 of Template Installer for Office and OpenOffice. Blogsphere reached 2.5.3 by the usual suspects: Declan Lynch, Rocky Oliver, Tom Duff, Joe Litton, Kristen Brenliner, Chad Sheffelt, and Kevin Pettit. The In-Out Board was released by Brian Peterson and Kevin Gross. It's reached version 1.1. ND7 Whitelist Preparation was released by Christopher Linfoot to help you with your spam problems. And in that same vein, K-Spam by Tom Lin and Nico Viss reached version 1.5 in both regular and Linux versions. And finally, just recently, the Vacation Request System has reached version 2.2.3, and that's brought to you by Gary Cousins and Bob Brodsky. Get out there, check out all the new releases. This has been your OpenNTF update. I am John Rolling. Take care.
Thanks for the update, John. Speaking of OpenNTF, I mentioned Lotusphere comes to you before, and I spoke at the Seattle Lotusphere comes to you event, as well as the Portland one. You know, both events kick butt. You know, we saw live demonstrations of same time 7.5. We didn't see a live demonstration of Hanover. However, we did see a canned flash demo, but it it's until I have it in my hands, I can fire it up and I can start playing with the UI more and more. I'm not gonna be able to pass judgment on, you know. Yeah, granted, cool colors, cool UI, but again, looking at a UI and using a UI are two different things. So
yeah, and especially the smileys, right?
Hey, you can do your own. You know, you can, if you don't like the smileys that they put, well, I had blogged about this, but they didn't have it.
Roll your own.
Yeah, roll your own smileys, man.
Dude.
But, you know, but getting back to the Lotusphere comes to you stuff, it was great. Same time, 7.5. The demos worked flawlessly. The client looked great. You know, we got to play with it a little bit, and I look forward to it, so. Julian, we had a couple other things, but I think we should hold them off.
All right. Well, can I do my laptop one?
No.
Because I want to.
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay, go ahead.
I want some feedback. I want someone to send me a laptop. Is what I want. No. just and I, you know, you can post comments on the Taking Notes blog or send me emails or whatever. Here's my deal. I'm in the market for a new laptop. I've been thinking about getting a ThinkPad, but. You know, we have these new, you know, IBM sold their ThinkPad, their computer division over to Lenovo or however you pronounce that. And I have no idea if the new Lenovo ThinkPads are kind of as durable and as just solid as the old IBM ones were. And so my instinct was, well, I should pay the extra money for an IBM ThinkPad. And I don't know if maybe the new ones that are non-IBM ThinkPads are as good. And I'm looking for some feedback. And, you know, if someone wants to send me a ThinkPad, that will be fine too, and I'll test it out. No. But I hadn't heard really anything about the kind of the new brand. I mean, they look the same, but I don't know. Can you still run them over with a car? Can they, are they still like these big bricks of things that you can just abuse and they keep on working? I don't know.
My first laptop I got, I think, was in 1990, early 90s sometime. It was a ThinkPad. I love that thing.
Yeah, well, and I hear that from so many people. People that have owned ThinkPads just think they're the bomb.
Yeah.
But
I'm a Mac guy. In fact, at work we got a new MacBook Pro, and don't tell anybody, but I'm going to... use it to produce this podcast when we're done. So I'm going to
really
see how the Core Duo, the 2 gigahertz Core Duo, performs compared to my iMac G4. So
yeah, and now there's a new virtual machine software for Macs, right?
Well,
on the Intel processor?
There's two, right? There's the Apple one. It's a beta product called Bootcamp, where you can boot your Mac into XP. And then there's another one called Parallels. Parallels, which allows you to, you know, run virtual machines kind of like you do with VMware on a PC or Linux. So I haven't tried that one yet, but that if I can squeeze some time in, which I don't think I'll be able to, then we can do it. So again, if you can provide some information for Julian about the current ThinkPads and whether there's been some change, you know, let him know. Let us know.
Are they still any good?
We want to know. Hey, just
know.
One last thing, since I cut some of your items off, you know. You've seen these commercials for the Apple against the PC, and someone had the bright idea of doing one that puts Lotus Domino against Microsoft Exchange. So we'll put a link on the Taking Notes podcast so you can help write some of these scripts. And I'm the guy. I'm going to see if I have resources. I have actors and I have video production people, and I'm going to see if we can make some of these. So we'll do some viral marketing. Julian, where should IBM send your paycheck to?
I'll post that as a link.
All right, PayPal. So that's it. We've almost done 20 something minutes here of the Taking Notes podcast. Hopefully, we'll get back on the pony here and get some more updates out more frequently. So
yeah, we will,
we promise. It's just been, you know, April, it's springtime, man. So
I know there's too much going on.
I know, I'm preparing for my wedding, so
yeah, I know. Yeah, oh, that's right, that's June or July.
That's July 29th. So
July,
again, we'll
29th.
Tell you where you can send cash.
Say we can tell everyone where you're registered.
Actually, we haven't registered, and It's a long story. Just life is kind of fast right now. Hey,
you could register at the Mac store.
The Mac store, I love. Oh no more.
No.
Hey, just one last thing. If you are listening to this podcast and you're not a blog reader, we just want to know. Just you know, we have a thousand listeners out there, and we just want to know. I just want to know. Because this came up in a presentation I gave. I had queried people in the audience. I said, how many people have you read blogs? And surprisingly, it was just a lot less than I expected. And then at the same time, I asked, you know, did the same thing with podcasts. And again, it was very low. But I'm just trying to correlate here whether our listeners are also blog readers, or we have some people out there who are just podcast listeners and not blog readers. So drop us a note.
So tell us.
Well,
yeah, and tell us also if you don't listen to the podcast.
Right. If you've made it this far. So, any other parting words, Mr. Robichaux?
Oh, no parting words whatsoever. It's just good to be back.
Okay, and if you're a company out there and you make Notes products and you have some news, send it to us. We'd love to talk about your product on the air, even if it's a freeware product, an open source project. Anything you want, if it has to do with Notes Domino Workplace Hanover, same time, would love to talk about it.
I think that's all we got.
That's
all we got.
Julian, I will talk to you tomorrow by email.
Very good, Bruce.
And our good old social network. So,
all right. Well, hey, peace out.
Peace out.